And we're live. Welcome, everyone. Thanks for being with us this morning. Tom and Shane, Business and Politics. Happy to be with you. We're here every Tuesday and Thursday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. Shane, welcome. Happy to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you, Eagleman. And an early happy Thanksgiving if you can get the food you want to eat.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what we want to talk about today. Not necessarily Thanksgiving, but everything you touch, see, or smell in the United States of America is a mess. It's a mess, Shane. It's a total and unbelievable mess. I've never seen the country like this before. Never seen it like this before.
I can't recall it being this bad, except. It was pretty bad after the Kennedy assassination. It was pretty bad after Watergate and, you know, having to get rid of Nixon. It was, you know, definitely bad with Johnson and the Vietnam War. So keep going, Shane. It was really difficult with both Bushes because of the Middle East and the wars they fought over there. Yeah. Dad did better than son. You know, he had an objective and got there and left in 7 days. Yeah. And so I mean, it's a temper. You know, it's like the climate. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody thinks it's terrible. We have a very mild November here, and in 2 days we had 2 feet of rain in over the weekend on Sunday and Monday. 2 feet of rain. Every highway from Vancouver is west is washed out, and it's because it's so mild November. That would have all been, all that rain would have been snow, but it just, you know, whatever snow was up there, it melted and then it all came down at once. You know, it's just, everything is a mess.
Well, it is. It is totally a mess. The border's a mess. Inflation's a mess. Immigration's a mess. The economy's a mess. I can't think of a single government agency you can point to That's not a total disaster, Shane.
It's like you're dealing with so much incompetence. This whole issue between Harris and your president, Biden. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, yesterday they had this supposedly great signing thing for the $1.2 trillion, you know, $560 billion infrastructure, whatever. They toss these numbers around, you know, like dice. And it's just infuriating because they keep lying to the public about everything they're doing. I mean, these two can't get along. Her office is complaining that he's giving her too difficult of problems to solve and she needs a win. She can't win at anything. I mean, seriously, she didn't get to where she is by talent. Well, not the talent we would like her to have had, but, you know, she got it.
Yeah. No, exactly right. You know, I mean, it's such a mess. Border crossings up 128% at least. I thought the end of the month they were supposed to the end of October I thought they were supposed to do the stay in Mexico deal.
They just had that great senator from Texas with the Homeland Security, Mayorkas. He couldn't answer any questions, but he did answer a couple. There will be over 2 million illegal immigrants allowed into your country. And that doesn't count the getaways, which is probably another quarter of a million, 200,000. And Mayorkas is like, comes to the Hill as Secretary of Homeland Security and can't answer simple questions. You know, it's the incompetence is so overwhelming that, you know, it's one thing to run for election, which, you know, even in the basement, they can do well. But governing is a whole different thing, and that is not going in any way, shape, or form in some reasonable structure. And so, you know, you're led to believe that everything is going to be okay, and everything in the cycle gets worse every day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really amazing. We reported last week, I think, 68% of the 68% don't want Biden to run again, and that's 20% of Democrats. And they're talking about yet another bill. They've already spent $10 trillion on COVID and giving us free money and all of that. And then they pass this, this infrastructure bill, and now they want to pass another one. And I realize we're, you know, we have sovereign money. We can print as much money as we want, pay any bill we want, but still, there's got to be a limit somewhere as to what you can do with this stuff.
Yeah, and that's why we keep recording and reporting, you know, the Treasury auctions on Tuesday on our Saturday show. So you can call, visit us there because, you know, there's a real issue here. You know, the actual monetary currency of the U.S. dollar is $1.8 trillion. Well, you know, they've maxed that out like by eight.
Yeah.
And, you know,
they're like the bank. You take a buck in, you loan eight out.
That's right.
Worse. Exactly, yeah, what they're doing. That's what they're doing.
So now you're going to have a currency, literally a currency shortage, mm-hmm. you know, dispersing all these funds for all this stuff. If people want to go into the bank and get cash, but of course, most people don't. They use credit cards or debit.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, that's the only security that your government has about spending this kind of money is there won't be a run on the bank for currency.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm concerned about that as a real, you know, and the, mm-hmm. this is what happened in 29. People ran on the bank and the Fed didn't have any currency in the banks across your country. And that's why banks started failing because they had no actual money to hand out people. And it could happen again very easily.
Yeah. Well, we're looking at the highest inflation rate since 1990. We're talking about Bill Clinton days, if you want
to
go back to there. 6.2%, and actually that's the reported, but I think it's way more than that when you talk about stuff on the grocery shelves
and
gasoline.
It's probably 11% easy because you got the move on food and gas has just been and only in 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got three more years of these two people to deal with.
I know. That's the bad part. Well, the one saving grace, I guess, courts stopped OSHA, the 100-employee mandate. They put the kibosh on that. So that certainly helped. But California turns around, and this morning they're reporting that, you know, if your kid isn't vaccinated, he ain't going to school. He or she ain't going to school.
Or McDonald's
or anywhere else in the United States. So it seems that, Shane, the latest reporting, the state has decided that they know more than parents do. So parents are just, you know, I don't know what they are. They're just watch keepers of their kids. They're just kind of babysitters.
Well, it's just that the aggravation that the American people are settling into of the reality that government couldn't get the power they wanted because of the global warming they did with COVID. And it's really sad because they've robbed so many people of their rights.
Well, no question. I mean, look how many businesses went out of business for the lockdowns that, I mean, Florida, I don't think locked down at all. Did they?
Nope.
Yeah. And, you know, they've got less cases than New York and California and whatever. You know, the kids are going to school unmasked. Kids are going to school unvaccinated. You know, I mean, some are probably. I mean, some parents are probably vaccinating their kids, and others have decided not to. And whichever is right, they're still, you know, they're still in school. They're learning, depending on what they're learning, but they're learning something.
Well, I think in Florida, you're probably pretty safe because he's passed laws. You know, he's outlawed, you know, the critical theory. And you know, let's put a point on this. You know, this whole thing about critical theory is that it's a theory. It's not a fact. Yeah. And if anything it should be taught in school is facts, not, you know, theories are great for later, excuse me, you know, for junior and senior kids and on into college, you know, that you learn about theory and it's being developed, but it's science, fact, and history that should be taught in schools. You know, reading, writing, and arithmetic, those are facts.
Well, you know, we learned about all about slavery when I went to school. You know, I mean, when I went to school, as old as I am, you know, the Civil War was about 100 years old or less than 100 years old when I went to, in 1965, I was in college. So that was 100 years after the Civil War. But we learned all about the Civil War. We learned about, you know, Lincoln freeing the slaves. you know, Lincoln, one of the reasons Lincoln wanted to free the slaves is because he thought they would go back home. He thought they didn't like being slaves here. They'd go back to Africa, well, or wherever they came from.
That, you know, historically, you know, there's over 500 books written about Lincoln and the Civil War.
Oh, yeah.
And most historians agree that his whole position was to save the Union. You know, yes, he did finally free the slaves with the Emancipation Proclamation. But, you know, before he even took the oath of office, you know, the South had started to secede. And you know, what you talk about, you know, taking office in Washington in the modern age. Can you imagine Biden taking office and like 20 states seceded from your
country? I know.
that would be outrageous. You know,
that may happen.
I mean, a perfect example of that rots my oranges is, you know, 15 of your states that have the worst inflation rates are red states. Oh, yeah. Isn't that interesting? You know, yeah. I mean, oh, is that
blue
a nap?
States? I think it's, you mean blue states.
No, red states. No, red states. Yeah. 15 of your states that with the worst inflation rate is Republican states. And, you know, like that's a big surprise, you know, and that you know, that the Treasury Secretary and everyone else, they don't want to speak to because of course, where it's at. Yeah. So, you know, you compound this. You know, if you could go 9 months ago, fill your car with gas, go to the store and buy some essentials, bacon, eggs, milk, bread, butter, and stop off and pick up, you know, something for the kids and go home. You can't even fill your gas tank with $20. So, I mean, yeah, Americans feel it every day. And if this continues, I mean, you see these polls. I mean, he's at 41 unapproval, 51, you know, just I think he's doing a terrible job. 41% of she's at 31. I mean, you can't get worse than this. Well, it will get worse.
You can.
But it will. No, it will.
Linda says the key word here is intelligent life in charge of our country. There's no intelligence at our White House. Our country's economy is a Democrat disaster. And boy, I'd argue if I could, Linda, but I think you're right there because man, it's a mess.
And, well, yeah, she just split a pea on the target with an arrow like that.
Yeah. Well, Kamala, of course, went to France, blew her her fake French accent and, you know, her staff's in no surprise that her staff hates her. I mean, everybody does. I mean, nobody likes this woman.
You know,
she's just unlikable.
Yeah, there are several commentators this weekend making jokes about the fact that there's on the Internet now, there's a site you can go to and they have 10 hours of her laugh. You know, if you really want to ruin someone's day, you know, text them that.
YouTube channel. Yeah, you can go over to YouTube and listen to her laugh for 10 hours. If
That. And the terrible thing about this woman is she will laugh at things that she shouldn't.
I know.
She'll laugh at a difficult question because she doesn't want to answer it. Mm-hmm. She'll laugh at something that's terribly wrong, which. I mean, again, it's just there's no really implied effort except the rhetoric that Biden reads from a teleprompter or attempts to read that gives you any comfort that they actually care even, you know. It's very sad.
Well, I don't even see a semblance of caring about the people. I mean, they dodge these bullets, you know, on all this stuff. You know, they were supposed to do the stay in Mexico thing. 170,000 people came over in October, and that's just the ones they know about.
That's right.
I mean, and they've got the money for the wall. The wall's paid for, and it's sitting there,
right?
You know, not being constructed, and it's just sitting there rusting, and What does it hurt? What does it hurt if the wall's there, Shane? What does it hurt?
Because they don't want to be found to be wrong. You know, that's, you know, it's more important to be always right.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's the news cycle. That's the perception they want to create. Mm-hmm. And, you know, living with the reality of making wrong decisions and not doing anything about it, they can just live with. They just figure, people forget it. The Americans have a short memory. And the Democrats really believe that.
Yeah. Do you think if Americans were fleeing to Mexico, that Mexico wouldn't put up a wall?
No, I think if Americans were fleeing to Mexico, they would welcome them
with open arms. You think so?
Because the American dollar they would be bringing.
Let me ask you this. What if it was the Americans that are camped out on street corners in tents in San Francisco? Would they welcome those guys with open arms with no skills and drug
problems
and mental health and everything else? You're going to tell me they're just going to let them in and have fun? Kumbaya, come on. We'll build campfires everywhere.
I don't see that happening either, unfortunately.
Well, I don't see it happening, but I'm just saying, you know, wouldn't Mexico defend itself? Canada would.
Well,
Canada didn't put up a wall when all the Vietnam guys went to Canada, so I don't know.
You know, we're one of those countries that we want everyone to like us. So
we
don't want to step in the mud. All right. You know, we'll roll in it and fight in it, but we don't want to step in the mud.
Yeah, absolutely right. So, well, you know, we're preaching to the choir when we're talking about this place being a mess. You know, we talked a little bit about where is Kamala. I mean, you know, she's I can't imagine a least effective vice president. Less might be Dan Quayle, maybe. I don't know.
Quayle got hit with a bad thing because he couldn't spell potato. But that's what ruined him, right?
I wonder if she could spell it. You know,
I don't think she knows what a potato is.
I don't know.
She's a pagan.
She may not. So, well, I don't know, man. We're sitting here, you know, in the freest country in the world, supposedly, but the state seems to say, well, you can't go here unless you got this, and you can't go there unless you have that. And, you know, it's, I don't know. You know, well, the answer is get these people out of office. That's the answer.
Well, hopefully. I mean, you're dealing with a policy of dualism, you know, do as I say, not as I do. You've heard that byline.
Oh,
it's
sure.
It's a good one. It's a catchy one because it's real. But when you're dealing in a government situation with dualistic concepts, you know, say one thing and, as we've heard before, and do another, it's confusing to the public. It's confusing to the people that work in government. So it's even confusing to business. You know, you take, for instance, now Walmart, you know, one of the biggest retail giants in the world, largest employer with Amazon. And now they're going to compete with Amazon because they can deliver anything and everything in their stores. They have the best inventory computerized system globally. Sure. And they, you know, swept the floor by bringing in food to all their stores 15 years ago. And now are the biggest, you know, retail food store chain in the world. So now they're going to offer everything. It's like Amazon. Well, now Amazon has a real problem because, you know, you just go to Walmart and you can get anything. And they'll order it online and, you know, they're going to have
keys. Yeah, you can do everything at Walmart you can on Amazon. So
that's right. So they're going to have keys in Walmart like they do for you checking self-checkout, where you'll go in. If you can't find it in the store, you can go to one of these keys, order it, and it'll tell you when it'll be there, probably within 48 hours based on their, you know, their
system. Depending on where you are. Right. Hey, if you like what you're hearing, why not hit the subscribe button? It's down in the lower right-hand corner or down below the video. Just hit the subscribe button and ring that notification bell. You'll always be notified when we're going to be on again. Like us and leave a comment about today's podcast. What do you think about what we're doing here today? And also, these are brought to you by StreamYard. This is how we create these podcasts. And there's a link to StreamYard in the description below on YouTube. So check that out. And what a mess, Shane. What a mess.
It won't get better by Thursday, folks. So come back and learn more.
Because I'm sure between now and Thursday, they're going to screw up royally some other way. So
exactly.
We are definitely going to be back on Thursday, 10 a.m. Mountain Time. So
you got it.
By all means, we hope you'll be here with us. And You know, there's just, you know, this is a dream for us that they're screwing up so badly, but it's, you know, for us to be here. But, you know, I would rather have something really boring to talk about government, about, gee, they helped a bunch of people. Gee, people got jobs. Kids are going to school.
They actually have shovel-ready jobs. You know, they will get something done. No.
Yeah, no. Well, not till 22 anyway.
That's right.
Yeah, that's going to be quite an election. But people have short memories. What's happening now, they may not remember in November of next year. So,
It'll only be worse by then, Tom.
If it is, we'll be here to talk about it.
Yes, we will be.
All right. That's going to wrap it up for us, folks. Thanks for being with us. We really appreciate it. And we'll see everybody on Thursday. Thanks for watching.